Coach, these offensive linemen that have signed on the dotted line, how impressive are they?
Well, we think they're pretty good, you know. Like I say, they all three played in some type of All-American game, and they're all big, you know, smart kids. And like I said before, we wanted them, and so did a lot of other people. So it was fun to get them.
How tough was it to talk Coach Bielema into a trip to Hawaii?
You know, everybody talks to me about that. I took four out there. I believe it was two on Tennessee's dime and two on ours. But, you know, the thing is it takes 12 hours to get there, and you stay about five, and you take an all-nighter coming back. But Coach and I went out there a day early because it was a dead period, you know, and a quiet period, excuse me. And we could get out there a day so we could get a good day's work in when we were out there. So it was a lot of fun.
Denver Kirkland, what was the reaction when you watched ESPNU and him announce that he would be a Razorback and put on that hat?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you know, the whole recruiting is competitive, you know, and it's a competition. I think that's why we all coach. But Denver called about 30 minutes before he was live on ESPNU and told us he was coming. But till he said it, you know. We weren't positive. Not that the young man would lie to us, you know. It just things change, and so we were. Randy and I were sitting there, and Coach Chaney and the fellas were sitting there, and just hoping that. And when he said the university, you know, we pretty much Florida State was out because it's, you know, they don't say the University of Florida State. So when he said that and started ripping open that bag, you know, I was hoping it was a Razorback, and it was. And like I said before. Him, Reeve, you know, who was U.S. Army All-American, Dan Skipper, who had a zillion offers. All of them were just as exciting when they committed to us. Denver's just happened to be on national TV on signing day, which made it exciting as well.